Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. I've really made a couple of serious mistakes here that were just wrong, and I need to apologize for those. First, I might say that I've always been committed to pro-life, and it was because I didn't want to harm the most vulnerable. But likewise, I care deeply, you know, for the victims of people who've been raped, and they're equally vulnerable, and a rape is equally tragic. And I made that statement in error. Let me be clear. Rape is never legitimate. It's an evil act that's committed by violent predators. I used the wrong words in the wrong way. What I said was ill-conceived, and it was wrong. And for that, I apologize.
There's Missouri Congressman and Senate candidate Todd Akin with his apology for his comments about quote-unquote legitimate rape, not being able to get a woman pregnant. That's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here are Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough talking to political analysts Mark Halperin and John Heilman about unelectable Republican candidates winning primaries only to lose big time in elections, and Akin certainly is an example of that.
We're talking about the Senate race where in Missouri where Republicans have been gearing up to unseat Democratic incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill.
That was supposed to be
a tad worried about
that. Supposed to be an easy thing. Easy
until
pickup.
Now.
Claire down 10 points. It's easy, right? Nothing to
it. She was in jeopardy.
Gone.
She was in trouble.
MSNBC future contributor.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad.
It was bad. It was a bad outcome for her.
Yeah.
Until this morning, the Republican candidate, Representative Todd Akin, he's backing off from these comments he made in an interview yesterday when he was asked to explain his no exceptions policy on abortion. Take a listen.
If an abortion could be considered in a case of, say, a tubal pregnancy or something like that, what about in the case of rape? Should it be legal or not?
It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, you read it on the paper, Mark Halperin. Oh, my God.
What happened?
And then you actually see his lips move and those words come out. Who thinks that? You know what the thing is? Yeah, he's supposed to. Who thinks that way?
Who is he talking to?
And what doctors are he talking to? Is it too late to throw mama from the train and have a new Republican primary?
He's the nominee. Today is the birthday of Ben Lebolt, President Obama's press secretary.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Wow.
That is a gift that will have reverberations beyond that single race, although that's an important Senate race. Republicans probably can't get the majority.
How do you back off from that, by the way? These comments drew an immediate response from Senator Claire McCaskill, his Democratic opponent. Absolutely.
Saying thank you, first of all.
Saying.
Secondly, I'm keeping my town house in Washington.
Yes, she was very elegant.
I'm going to be shocked and stunned and deeply sad with this comment.
She has reason to be. Here's her comment. It is beyond comprehension that someone can be so ignorant.
That's the good word for it.
About the emotional and physical trauma brought on by rape. The ideas that Todd Akin has expressed about the serious crime of rape and its impact on its victims are offensive. Congressman Akin later issued his own statement admitting that he misspoke during the interview, and he followed up on Twitter. To be clear, all of us understand that rape can result in pregnancy, and I have great empathy for all victims. I regret misspeaking.
All right. You know, so John Heilman, I mean, it's shocking, but Republicans keep doing this. Republicans had Delaware 2 years ago. And they decided to go with a candidate who was clearly going to lose. They had a clean shot at Nevada. And they clearly went with the most unelectable person. We had been warned by reading press reports that Todd Akin was the only candidate that would give Claire McCaskill an opportunity of winning.
Yep.
And here we are. Here we are. I mean, this is a Republican Party that does not want to win the majority. They do not want to win the majority. They want to keep shooting themselves in the foot.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, you know, it reminds you the precedent that keeps ringing in my head is Clayton Williams in the 1990 Texas gubernatorial
race. That was a good one.
Where he was up like 20 points over Ann Richards and then said that rape was like the weather. You might as well relax and enjoy it. Nothing you could do about it. And then quickly lost that 20-point lead, and Ann Richards went on to win that race.
More reaction to Congressman Akin. We're Akin to get rid of Akin when the Talk Radio Countdown Show moves along.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Summer. It's a great time of the year and a great time to get a low, low mortgage rate from Quicken Loans. Jay Farner here, folks, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some amazing news for you. These mortgage rates are some of the lowest that we've seen since Richard Nixon was in office. That's how special these mortgage rates are. Just 3.5%, APR 3.81% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. We're all aware there's an election coming and rates may go up after that. So you gotta hurry. Call or go to quickenloans.com right now to get a dream loan on your dream home. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a 3.5% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Yep, that's 3.5%, APR 3.81%. But you got to call now. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, and see why we're engineered to amaze. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to serve you, but you've got to call right now.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
We have to continue our conversation about Missouri Congressman Todd Akin's comments using the term, quote-unquote, legitimate rape. Host Doug McIntyre, John Phillips, and Terry Ray Elmer talking about Todd Akin's comments, which will cost the Republicans not just his race in Missouri, but also any chance of retaking control in the Senate in November.
Now, that, by the means the Republicans are probably not going to take over the Senate, because that was one the Democrats were going to lose. Claire McCaskill was very vulnerable. It's a state that probably second to Arizona is one of the most hawkish states on illegal immigration, and she's on the wrong side of that when she got into a scandal with a plane where I guess she and her husband had some trouble with the finance. For the plane, she was going to lose. All the polling had her down and down big. And now he says that whopper, and the Republicans just gave up a seat.
Well, this is the risk that you take by having unvetted candidates run for office. And this is part of the Tea Party revolution. It was the same with Christine O'Donnell in Delaware. When Mike Castle, who was a longtime Republican congressman, a former governor of Delaware, could have had Joe Biden's Senate seat. But the Tea Party people decided that he wasn't ideologically pure enough. So they threw him over the, they threw him under the bus, and they went with the Wiccan. And the next thing you know, they lost a Senate seat they could have had there, too. Now, you know, there's something to be said there's a lot to be said that's positive about bringing fresh blood into a political party and bringing new believers and people who actually haven't been tainted by the system in. But you'll also end up with crackpots like this guy. What the hell constitutes quote-unquote legitimate rape, and what is this bizarre biological theory that he's got, that women's bodies have a way
this
of
is
dealing
just
with
it? Insane.
It's insane. Well, that's actually insane.
Without getting too graphic, and I'm
convinced this guy is nuts, okay? So let me just get that out there. This guy is nuts, and this is a whack job theory.
There's the issue of date rape, of when there was some kind of a sexual, a consensual sexual activity going on that then went farther than one party wanted it to go, and it gets into a dicey area. But again, we've been told for 40 years now, no means no. That's the answer.
Hello?
And it's not that complicated, but I mean, if he's trying to say that, like, the cliched, you know, molester that jumps out of the bushes with a knife, or I don't know what his theory is. I'm sure he'll be humming trying to explain this for the rest of his life. But the point is that it's a nutty theory. It's a nutty thing to say. And you're right. You might as well just cancel the Senate election in Missouri. There's no chance in the world this guy's going to win his Senate seat.
No, especially running against a female candidate. Are you kidding me? It's over.
Host Charlie Brennan talks to some of his callers about Aiken's comments and whether he ought to just drop out of the race. Good morning, Chris.
At very least, Representative Aiken's comments are extremely insensitive, and he's been hiding around in the marble columns a little too long. I can no longer support him as a candidate for the U.S. Senate.
And you had supported him prior to this morning?
Prior to this morning, yes. And yesterday's comments, yeah.
And what was it specifically that he said that decided that you, that made you decide you want to change your vote?
Well, as I said, the insensitivity to the whole situation where you discuss, you know, rape. Where is his expertise? He doesn't know this, and as you've already pointed out, the female body cannot willfully just shut down a pregnancy.
I haven't heard about that. It'd be nice if it could. It also would be nice if people could willfully create pregnancies. Otherwise, then we wouldn't need in vitro fertilization and all these reproductive specialists, right? Rick.
My main reason for calling was I think that Todd Aiken's comments are a direct reflection of what happens when people surround themselves with yes men and other people that disagree with them on everything.
Well, it doesn't sound like he's been talking to people who reflect the latest research. We'll put it that way. But if his research is correct, I'm quite honest about this. If there's literature out there saying that people who are women who are raped are less likely to conceive, I'd like to see that. I mean, if he's onto something, heck, I don't care who it offends. Let's talk about it. Hello, Mike.
I'm somewhat stunned that people are defending his comments. I'd respect them more if they just said, you know what, I still support Todd Aiken. I like Todd Aiken for various reasons. What he said yesterday was a terrible mistake, error, whatever. But to actually defend his comments, it just blows me away. Missouri is going to be the next Mississippi if we elect him, state of Mississippi. We're just joining part of the South.
I think we probably should replay the comment just because it's been a while since we have. And again, I think that the points of contention that are most controversial would be when he says if there's legitimate rape, people are questioning what the heck is legitimate rape. All rape is illegitimate, right? And at the same time, he said there should be some punishment, which, you know, most people, I think, would insert castration there instead of some punishment.
It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child.
Now, that actually bothered me the most when he said some punishment. Oh, boy. I'm thinking the most severest of penalties, aren't you?
Speaking of races, the presidential race in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown show. That's up and coming.
Healthy
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This program, the Talk Radio Countdown, is a representative sampling of what's going on talk radio programs around the country and talk television as well. Host Joe O'Reilly with Washington Times reporter Jeff Birnbaum about the increasing pressure on Mitt Romney to release more of his tax records.
Do you think even by the time we get to Election Day, is the Romney tax return thing going to be settled?
No. They're going to be talking about it the day after the election.
That's not good for anybody, is it?
Well, the Obama folks must believe that it's good for them. And my guess is they believe it's good with Democratic voters, that it just angers diehard Democrats enough that they would be motivated to show up and vote on Election Day. And that's fairly important. Turning out, each candidate has to turn out his base, Romney Republicans and Obama Democrats in large numbers, because there aren't that many independents anymore, not as many as there used to be. People who would be persuadable. So what you have to do is get your own folks to show up at the polls. Turnout matters.
Yeah, so do we know at this point, are the Republicans okay with him not turning over his tax documents?
No, I think if you look at public statements by all sorts of Republican bigwigs, there's a split decision on that subject. There were plenty who said early on that Romney really should release his tax returns. But Romney has clearly said he's not going to, not beyond the 2 years that he's putting out last year and the year before.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because the last time this came back into the news, it was actually Mitt Romney himself talking about it, which is what made it pop back up. That surprised the heck out of me.
Well, he showed some flexibility last week. He didn't release more than the 2 years, but he said he looked at the last 10 years, and he always paid at least 13% as his own personal tax rate. That isn't very high. It's not lower than a lot of people who make a lot less money than him pay. But it is. It at least makes Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid appear to be a liar. Reid went on the Senate floor and said that Romney hadn't paid any taxes for 10 years. 13%, especially at someone making as much money as Romney was, that's a lot of taxes being paid.
Host Michelle McPhee talking about some of the ridiculous ways the news media is choosing to cover Paul Ryan on the campaign trail.
So I was reading some of these stories this morning in the New York Times and in the Washington Post about Paul Ryan, and I had to laugh out loud. Where are the cries of sexism? Where are the folks in the media that say, they don't focus on the important issues. Because this is laugh-out-loud funny, quote-unquote, journalism. And I'm using my air quotes here, journalism. So let me read this from the New York Times. A look at Paul Ryan's fashion sense. That's the title of his fashion sense. Okay, so I of course that catches my eye is fashion sense. So far, the writer says, the Mitt Romney-Paul Ryan ticket has been given the approval rating typically reserved for a Hollywood bromance. Two thumbs up for the cute Republican dudes. Really? I would love to see the New York Times rail against the people that said two thumbs up for the cute Republican chicks. How is this okay? It goes on, but this is the sentence that really just, I almost spit out my espresso. You ready for this? This is the New York Times. The man from Janesville, Wisconsin was hoisted onto the love pedestal. A nerd, suddenly out of his loafers and into the sex dreams of Republicans, who, apparently, unlike Democrats, need this kind of thing. Okay, hold on. Let me read this to you again because it was so hysterically wrong that at least I got a chuckle out of it. The man from Janesville, Wisconsin was hoisted onto the love pedestal. Note the is that intentional or unintentional innuendo there to call it a love pedestal?
Is this a news story or is this from 50 Shades of Grey?
It's more appropriate for 50 Shades of Grey, but this is indeed a news story.
All right, let's get your calls in on this. 800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show number again is 800-510-8255.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Maryland license number 0016985, Michigan license number 5.
Are you bogged down with high monthly credit card payments? Did you know that if you have as little as $2,000 in credit card debt, there's a company that can actually help reduce your monthly payments by as much as half? It's true. Credit Card is pretty much the only debt relief company that can help you if you have as little as $2,000 or more of credit card debt. Credit Card is a non-profit company that has helped tens of thousands of Americans reduce their monthly payments by up to half. Let Credit Card help you. Even if you have as little as just $2,000 of debt, stop the worry. We can help. See how easy it is to qualify. Call Credit Guard for real help right now. 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Credit Guard will help you reduce your debt. Call 1-800-775-8111. That's 1-800-775-8111. Again, 1-800-775-8111. Call right now.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO can help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Now 33 minutes after the hour, second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Tuesday the 21st of August. We're on the air with an overview of more of Romney and Obama and the tax return. I invited you to give us a buzz at 800-510-8255 so you can get in the queue to talk about the various politicians. I want to know what you think of this guy, Aiken from Missouri. A lot of people want to talk about the things that don't seem to be too important, but yet we'll talk about them anyway. I mean, in the light of eternity, why is Mitt Romney's tax return, or, I mean, the birthers? Well, let's listen to Sarah and see what she has to say.
I just think it needs to go both ways. If you want President Obama to be transparent and you want to see not only his birth certificate, his long-form birth certificate, you know, talk to his teachers, you want to, you know, find out all the ins and outs of everything about him, that needs to go both ways. So Mitt Romney needs to show the same respect for the country, and we need to see exactly who would be the president. So how does he expect to be elected when we're not getting everything about who Mitt Romney is? We're only getting bits and pieces and only what he wants to show us. What does that tell me?
Well, what did it tell you before when there are other people who are running that didn't produce any more tax returns? Well, more importantly, madam, what do you say about the, and this is not in just the sort of right-wing blogs and email sites, but there's an investigative group who have found a yearbook from 1991 at the Harvard Law School. And in it is a picture of Barack Obama. And with it is the following biography. Barack Obama, the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review, was born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. The son of an American anthropologist and a Kenyan finance minister, he attended Columbia University, worked as a financial journalist and editor for Business International Corporation, served as project coordinator in Harlem for the New York Public Interest Research Group, and was executive director of the Developing Communities Project on Chicago's South Side. Now, that's probably been through Snopes and whatever other things that you may check out. But it is worth a look. It's just, it depends on what your preferences are and who you like. You can see the sins and errors and omissions on one side, but often not on the other. That's why I try to bring both sides out here from all parties, even if I do have my own, I suppose it's a bias. It's important and fair for us to hear from everybody. 800-510-8255, Curtis in Virginia. You're next on the countdown.
Governor Romney is so squeaky clean, it's unreal. You know, he gave his entire salary back when he was governor for 4 years. He's donated more to charity than probably any other president out there, and definitely more than the Democrats. You know, Biden gave like $383, which was one-tenth of 1% of his income last year. And Romney gives more than that. Romney has returned money left and right. Whenever he did the Olympics, he returned all that money. He's not going to do all that and then try to cheat on his taxes. It's ridiculous.
You know, I think that's something I was thinking, and I'm glad you verbalized it, sir. It is ridiculous to think that Mitt Romney would cheat on his taxes, but nobody's going to find out. Come on. 800-510-8255. Stuart in Maryland says the people ought to have... he wants to know more about Mitt Romney. Let's let him explain.
We got to remember one thing. The people here are going to make a decision of who they want for president. Now, Romney, vice president, he wouldn't have vetted them. He had more of their taxes to look at them. Ask the question, why? Reason is, he wanted to make sure that the person that he wants to pick doesn't have any issues relevant to his taxes. And he asked that other questions. This is just one of the many questions that we the people need to be able to vet who we want for president. And that's what he forget. We keep on forgetting that. So Romney's shown his guilt of taxes and looking at it. That establish something about the character of the person.
I want, frankly, to know more than that about the people who are running, people who are engaged in debating. Frankly, I don't like either one of these guys. If truth be told, they're both weak candidates. Obama's done a really bad job as president. George Bush did a terrible job. We haven't had a good president for a long time. Why is that? Ever examine that? Think about why it is we have these lousy candidates. Here's Gilbert listening in Washington, D.C. to the countdown.
This stuff about tax returns gets away from constitutional issues, which are very important at a time like this, and that we all need to be aware of. And tax information is private information. Only the federal government or state governments or local governments have a right to it. And so far, I've not heard anything from the IRS about him not paying taxes. So with Harry Reid's comments, in this night, in this nation, you are innocent until proven guilty. So he needs to back up his claims. Mitt Romney has to do nothing. And if people want to get off on these tangents, that's fine. But none of this deals with being president of the United States of America.
Pretty important and cogent point. Thank you, sir. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The Democratic National Committee spent more money last month than they took in, trying to beat down the opposition, facing the strong fundraising from his Republican challenger. The president has decided that they need to, in this last month or so of fundraising, expand the camp, try to get more money from more people. It's all about money and power and control, isn't it? Dahlia in Texas, you're next in the discussion here.
I voted for Barack Obama in the last election. I'm an independent, and I think all of this is totally irrelevant, has nothing to do with anything. It really doesn't pertain to anything that has to do with being a president, because if there was a problem with taxes, the IRS would have already done something about it. Everyone in the past has given 2 years of tax returns. Let's go ahead and just make a mandate that if you run for public office, you show 2 years and then you introduce your family, whatever it is everybody wants to do, and be done with it.
All right. 800-510-8255. Republicans heading to their party convention. eager to hear an earful about the shortcomings of President Obama's record. They want to test the news media to see if all of the speeches and all the information that comes out will actually get into the troubled news media that we have in our country. What do you think? Will it happen or not? 800-510-8255. Javier in Florida thinks Mitt Romney's hiding something.
I've been a Republican for over 20 years, but I really do feel in my heart that this time I'm going to go the other way around, because I look at it this way. If you know you're going to run for office and you can have $250 million, you can tweak your investments and your taxes overseas and out of this country. I look at it this way, that I'm a guy that makes $27,000 a year, and you can put your money in different places, and it looks like everything is fine and dandy, especially if you know 2 years down the line that you're going to run for office, and you can tweak things here and there and not make it as transparent as what you did 8 or 9 years ago that shows fully what have you been doing with all your money invested overseas.
800-510-8255. How about examining Mr. Ryan a little bit more? I was reading a study done by one of the colleges in Ohio, basically comparing Ryan's insight or his economic thinking, and it pretty much toes the line with what Reagan had to say when he was running. Pretty much the same sort of rhetoric and same ideas. Paul Ryan was a 21-year-old intern, by the way, working in the U.S. Senate Small Business Subcommittee. Anyway, let's get to Don in Georgia on Romney.
Romney has known that he was going to be running for president now for 4 years, and he's had ample time to sanitize his tax returns and make himself look good, donating, like he was bragging about how he donated to all kinds of charities. He knew he was going to be running for president, so there was ample time for him to do all that. These people want to see President Obama's tax returns. They want to see his college transcripts. They want to see his birth certificate. Yet when it comes to Romney, oh, he's squeaky clean. We don't need to see anything about him. The hypocrisy is just astounding.
I'm not sure that that's really what's going on. However, everybody has their own rose-colored glasses or dark rooms. 800-510-8255, weighing in as these folks are on the experiences of Mr. Ryan, the tax records. Then the Democrats are happy because they keep pounding away at this, and they don't have to talk about themselves. And you see, they have the news media twisted around and convince people that this is actually important. How does this have to do with, again, if he had a problem, it would have certainly surfaced by now. 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back. To the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Get those engines started, because today you're going to take your automobile and you're going to bring it to the racetrack. And by the way, there is no speed limit on this racetrack. That's right. You can go exactly what your car says you can do, a maximum of 180 miles an hour, maybe even some automobiles 200 miles per hour, because all you have to do is step on the gas and get the feeling of speed, get the feeling of power, and let it go. Now, how many of you are actually thinking about doing that? It's so fantastic. What a great feeling. And you know what? You can do the same thing in your life. Because in the real world, there are speed limits. In life, there isn't. You can step on that throttle of life. You can energize yourself. You can get the enthusiasm. You can step on the gas and go full speed ahead and just keep on driving to that destination of success and pleasure in your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're discussing the tax returns and who you want to see in the big seat, in the big chair, if you will, and the second big chair. Dorothy's been waiting in Arkansas on Mitt Romney.
When a person has to put money in offshore banks, Switzerland and Cayman Islands, then there has to be some suspicion as to how he's operating. Now, here's a man, very rich, and he's going to buy the White House. And since he's going to buy it, he said, don't bother me. I can give you as much as I need to. I don't have enough information to know of his character in handling his business. I need more information. I wouldn't vote for a person who stashed money in offshore accounts.
All right, and it's your right to think that way. I'm glad you called. 800-510-8255. Moving up to Vermont, where Elizabeth says, based on the tax returns that Romney's already released, there ought to be plenty to focus on.
I'm a Democrat, but I'm calling to complain about the president. I think that he is too planted in his position to keep talking about past tax returns. I wish that he would just admit that, well, we're not going to get that, so let's work with what we've got. What have we got? We've got 2010, which is a huge, hundreds of page document, which clearly shows that, which would clearly show that all of these different tax loopholes and things that we hate coming out of the Congress, Romney's got people in there loving those tax loopholes and those different kinds of tricks. And then let's look at 2011. Why is he not yet finished? This is almost the end of August here. Most of us had to be finished on April 15th. We had to work hard, but you know what? We didn't have as much that we had to do. So what is he having to finish? What is all this work that his accountants are doing that we cannot yet see? I feel that there's plenty for the administration to work with in these 2 years, but they just have to work on their mindset and get flexible.
800-510-8255. Ned in North Carolina can't believe some of the people who are so critical of Paul Ryan.
I don't know how the choice of Paul Ryan will work out, and about his budget, at least he's got a point to start somewhere. If Senate would negotiate with him and come out with a budget. But I'm amazed by the hypocrisy of these Democrats when they talk about experience and that. You have got Obama that never had a job in his life, lived off the government one way or the other all his life. I don't know. I just don't understand these people, and they complain about the rich all the time. Well, who do they think that's paying for all of their free gifts that Obama's handing out?
800-510-8255. Okay, so enough on this for a while. I think I feel like your head's getting hit with a rubber hammer. So let's move on. In a few moments, we're going to deal with the continuing conversation here on a lot of the medical shows, a lot of television coverage of the West Nile virus returning. Is this just another news media hoopla to scare everybody? In part, but let's talk about it because a lot of talk radio programs are. Up next here on our countdown.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let us discuss now something that has been on a lot of people's minds since the news media started its scare tactic last week. The West Nile virus developments and whether or not you're going to be affected. A lot of cases in Texas. So if you're down there and you want to weigh in on this, 800-510-8255 certainly will connect you to our conversation. Here's talk host Warren Pierce with Dr. Carl Lautner talking about the outbreaks.
Are you going to suggest that maybe this is the worst you've seen it in your years looking at this particular topic?
Well, we don't know if this is the worst year yet because it's just the beginning or middle of the season. We had a very, very bad year. I think it was 2002 or 2003 when there were over 100 cases seen at Beaumont Hospital alone in one season. But this year, we're definitely ahead of schedule.
Last year, 34 cases were reported throughout the state. This past week, the number of reported cases in the state, Doctor, 24, with 19 of them involving hospitalizations, putting the state on kind of a trajectory to have one of the worst West Nile season in years. If, in fact, that's true, or it's getting all this attention, why do you think this year is different from previous years? What's happening out there?
Yeah, we don't. No one really understands the cyclical pattern of this particular viral infection. There are a number of theories having to do with climate change and the mosquito load. You would think that maybe it wouldn't be as much because it's been so dry in some parts of the country. But these mosquitoes require only a little bit of water to propagate. The mosquitoes transmit the virus to humans. They pick it up from birds. And there's just no way to definitely predict on a season-to-season basis why there are more cases in one year than another. All we know is that More of the cases this year have been in the Southwest. Texas has been particularly hard hit. But Michigan has had a fair number of cases, as you point out. And we're taking care of some people right now at Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak.
What are the symptoms?
Well, the symptoms of West Nile fall into three groups. 80% of people who get West Nile exposure by being bitten by a mosquito actually never know they have it. And only a positive blood test later will show that they had it. 20% feel like they had one of the worst cases of flu they can remember, with fever and body aches and so on, and severe headache. But about 1% get what's called neural invasion. That means meningitis, encephalitis, or sometimes even a polio-like condition.
And how are you treating, then, those there at Beaumont with these symptoms, Dr. Lauder?
No, there is no specific treatment, unfortunately.
Really?
There is no antibiotic. There is no vaccine. There is no immune approach to this. The only way to avoid getting this is preventive treatment. That is, avoid mosquito bites. Use mosquito repellent. Don't get exposed to mosquitoes when they bite the most, which is from dusk to dawn.
All right, here's another radio host's input on this West Nile virus. Gary Jeff Walker talks to one of his callers about the multiple strains of the flu that are around.
What's on your mind, man?
You know, it's amazing over the last 8-9 years how much different flu they come up with versus Asian bird flu that they predicted was going to affect hundreds of millions of people around the world, and they spent billions of dollars in getting antidote, if you want to say, for it. Then they have the swine flu that's apparently prevalent up here in Montgomery County and the surrounding areas. I've been going to fairs and handling birds and chickens my entire life, and met me with pigs in the farm, and never ever have I gotten sick from them. So it's another way for them to spend our money for something I don't think is necessary, as much as they blow it out of proportion.
Well, I mean, yeah, you remember that, and you mentioned the Asian bird flu, which, killed, thousands of people in other parts of the country. Millions were infected and affected by this, and it turned out to be nothing more than a blip on the radar here in the U.S. It could have a lot to do with the fact that in those countries, medical access and education is just not what it is here in the States. I think that's mostly what it's attributable to. And I do feel like the media blows these things out of proportion every time a new strain is detected. That being said, it's nice to know that they're on top of it. On the other hand, we don't need to, spend all of our time worrying about it. And most of it, I believe, is a distraction, whether it's a manufactured distraction to keep us from having our eye on the ball and the things that matter or not. I'm not sure. It's plausible, a plausible argument.
All right, well, I'm with this fellow who thinks the way the news media blows things out of proportion is a disgrace, and this is another example of it. And so we've come to the end of another hour of You're Listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, appreciative of all of your input, your thoughts. So the next time we meet, we'll do it all over again. 59.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.